Welcome back to the Alex Stein Podcast. This is episode number 14, and I'm Alex Stein, the host of the podcast. How's it going, everybody? I was thinking about giving you guys names. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at this Alex Stein. Remember to follow me on Vine. I got the Vine, too. And I didn't know what names to give you guys. Like, what would I call the people that listen to the Alex Stein podcast? Well, the first name would be, your name would be Alex Stein, because you're right now the only one listening to these. But I thought I could give you some real names, like Mark Maron. He gives the what the fuck people. He gives them names like that. I thought our names could be Steinholics. My last name's Stein, Steinholics. Stein is like a beer thing, I think. Last time we did the hashtag TASP, we're not doing that this episode, because it got, it's really more sad than anything, just the lack of response from the non-HIV community has been overwhelmingly zero. Some of their names I thought of were, using the TASP, you guys could be called TASPers or TASP Masters. I like that one. Or TASP Dancers. TASP Dancers. That's a hard one. So, yeah, thanks for listening, all you TASP Dancers out there. This is episode 14, July 31st, 2013. And the war has been going on for far too long. All right, so I just went grocery shopping. And I wanted to say how awesome it is to be able to go grocery shopping in the morning, which is one of the few perks of having to work the overnight shift, is that you can do your grocery shopping in the morning when nobody's in there. And you do a lot more looking, and you feel more comfortable in the grocery store in the morning. Like, I go around, I guess I'm there at 7 a.m. It's a good time. Oh, yeah, I saw an ambulance pull up to a bus stop on Lake Street in Uptown, and they came out of the ambulance. They put on their gloves, and I looked down, and there was a guy laying on the... in the bus stop. So it's just some crazy homeless guy that needed an ambulance or something. Yeah, they're always pulling tricks. Always sleeping on park in the bus benches. All right, so yeah, I think it's great that I hate grocery shopping, especially when there's a lot of people there, that because you want to feel connected with your food, and it's hard to, and you just got to like, excuse me, and you don't even get to look at what the cents is per ounce. And it's really important, if you want to save money, to look at how much per ounce everything is that you're buying. So in the morning, if plan on grocery shopping at 7 a.m. For those of you that start work at like 10, hey, get up and go grocery shopping and then go to work. Hey, getting stuff done. And I also think that you should be able to count grocery shopping as going for like a run or a walk. That's exercise. You got to walk through the store. You're making a maze around everything. You're lifting heavy things, milk, jugs. And then when you put them all together at the end, you got to carry them into your apartment. And that's exercise. So that's two birds with one stone right there. Chapter closed. Hey, how's the Steinaholics? How are you guys doing out there? I'm thinking about doing a rant now, if that's okay. There's been some times where I'm trying to see if I can rant on things. I'm not really a ranter, but I got to rant on one thing right now. Is that since I've been doing these podcasts, I've been sitting on what is essentially a big green, like a beer cooler, like a cooler you carry beer in, like a big green one. It's not big, it's a normal size, but it's, you can fit a couple cases in there. But I've been also like leaning over, so whenever I do these, and I've been doing so far almost one a day for almost 3 weeks. So we'll have to celebrate the 3 week anniversary when that happens. But my back is starting to hurt, and I'm really thinking that it's because of all the podcasting I've been doing. There's probably not too many people that would go into a doctor, and the doctor is like, "What? Why is your back hurt?" And you're like, "Well, I've been doing a lot of extending myself in an extenuating circumstance of podcasting. I've been hosting my own show on a podcast, and my back has been paying for it." Can anybody else? I bet Adam Carolla has that problem. His back, he probably has nice chairs where he's at. He's probably not sitting on green coolers. But you got to start somewhere, everybody. You got to start somewhere. And if it's a green cooler or a football helmet or an upside down sandwich, you got to start somewhere. Man, I really wish the tweet outs would work. But I'm worried. I think it's a weird, okay, we're getting over 7 minutes here. We got to stop the rant. Too much ranting. Well, that was good. I like that. That was a good rant. That was, for me, that's really good, as you'll soon find out. But I'm worried about if you do something good for somebody, like okay, let's say you give somebody like a nice back rub, and then you have to leave right away. Like that means that you're associating the good feeling of a back rub, or you do them, you know what I mean? Then you leave. That's like you're associating a good feeling with you leaving. I'm saying this because I just gave Andy a back rub, but she was like half asleep and it lasted like maybe 30 seconds. But I was thinking, oh, she genuinely looks happy. She's like half asleep, half, but she didn't say anything, so she's pretty much mostly asleep. Associate my good feeling that I gave her of a back rub, of like a nice little back rub on the top of the shoulders. And then I left. So now every time she's going to have a good feeling, it's going to be like, well, Alex must have left because that feels good. Okay. That's not going to work. That's something I was just working on. I just thought of that. Also, I've noticed too that like I'm not fully holding back my voice in a little bit here because I'm worried that my neighbors might hear me make a podcast that I send out then onto the internet for everybody to hear. I think is that even weird? Because I'm worried about somebody hearing me do something that I'm sending out for everybody else to hear. Nothing? Okay. Well, thanks for listening. This is my favorite. I like the new format. I like being able to just, talk about things and not have to worry about making sense. Episode 14, you've been my favorite, and it's going to be hard to letting you go. Well, thanks for listening, Steinaholics and Taspers, Taspnasters, and Tasp Dancers. You guys really brought out the best in me this episode. Remember to follow me on Twitter at thisAlexStein. And that sounds like the music. Observe everything.